Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Gurney.
Hi and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Scott Stem. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
So, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am 37 years old. I'm the youth pastor here at Fairfield Christian Church. Mm-hmm. I've been here a little less than a year and have a wife, a wonderful wife. I have three kids. All of them are here at FCA. And my daughter is in sixth grade, Addison. My son, Braden, is in third grade. And Weston is in preschool.
Wow. See, I only know one of your kids because he comes to Bible class. Because you're also the Bible teacher. I only know one of your kids because you bring him to Bible sometimes, considering you're the senior Bible teacher.
Yes, I teach the senior Bible class every morning from about 8:15 to 9 o'clock. And yes, my five-year-old comes the week that he's not in preschool or not done in preschool. He only goes three times a week. So he's in there with us, with my wife. And, yeah, so the senior class knows him pretty well.
Yeah, he's really cute. How long have you been working at FCC and what, drew you in to work here?
Well, I was hired actually April 18th of 2016, so it's been less than a year. Mm-hmm. We've been connected to the school for a long time, and so when the opportunity presented itself to possibly come on staff as the youth pastor, we were really excited about that. And it was a total God thing that he worked it all out, and we've been blessed to be here over the last 10 months-ish, something like that. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have any, what are some of your good experiences? What are some of your good experiences that you've encountered so far?
Well, the staff here at the church and the school have been absolutely incredible to us. We have felt so much love and support. The church family is fantastic. They really want to see the next generation of students grow to love God and love others. And it's just been a wonderful time. Our senior pastor is an incredible man and has been so supportive in this process of transition, and it's always tricky when you transition from one church to the other and kind of getting your feet wet and figuring out what's going on. But the church has been so supportive. The staff is so friendly. The people that go to Fairfield Christian Church and Academy, because I'm kind of in both worlds, mm-hmm. are so supportive and loving, and it's been an incredible experience. And
I would imagine, since I also go to FCA along with FCC as a church.
Yeah, so you can see it on the other end. I could flip the question back around and go, well, how do you think my experience has gone so far? I won't do that because I don't want you to answer, but.
Yeah. So has your experience at other churches helped you coming into FCC?
Yes, I've been a youth pastor for almost 14 years. Mm-hmm. I was in Northern Virginia for 4.5 years, and I was right up the road in Pickerington for almost 9 years. And those experiences, definitely every church is different. Every church has kind of different philosophy of business, philosophy of ministry, and all that kind of stuff. And so there have definitely been things that have helped from my past move into the present. There's been things that I liked about my past, things that I didn't like about the churches that I worked at, and so all of that stuff is kind of gone. You'll never find the perfect church, but the experiences have definitely helped me grow as a youth pastor, as a leader, as a person working in a church. So I would say the experiences are definitely good, and I really enjoy what I do and love it, and hopefully come in here with 14 years worth of resources to help students grow and be who God wants them to be.
Yes, that's really amazing. See, you talk about all your experiences from different churches and how every church is different, and that's so true, because I've gone to so many different churches, even though I've grown up in one main church, and that was this building has literally been my entire life for 18 years until I started going to a different church that I absolutely love still. And so it's just seeing the difference between the two churches and like the experience.
Yeah, it's cool to see churches get their strengths and get their weaknesses and all that kind of stuff. And it's cool to see the difference of different churches and the way they do ministry and the way they love people and the way they care for people. And we're all on the same team. And so that makes it really exciting.
Yeah, it is. So I'm going to travel back to the senior Bible class. Is that going well? How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going well. I think if you ask each individual student, they would have an answer somewhere in that ballpark. But I think some of them are really enjoying it, and some of them are realizing it's work. And we're having a great time. We're covering apologetics and biblical worldview and helping students hopefully to be prepared when they get outside the bubble of a Christian school and go to college and things like that, help them to be prepared to be able to stand on their own two feet as far as faith goes, and help them to really understand how Jesus plays out in the everyday life of a college student and an adult. And so we're trying to prepare them so that they don't get run over by the secular world and things like that.
Yeah, I can see that in both areas, as a Christian school and a public school, because I personally am going to go to a Christian college, but I wasn't opposed to going to a public one. It's just the private universities give way more scholarships.
Yes, they do.
So that's why I'm going to go to a Christian one.
Sure.
But you see like the differences, because it's just like FCA. Just because you go to a Christian school doesn't mean that you are surrounded and are friends with Christian people.
As I say all the time, you can sit in a garage all you want, it doesn't make you a car.
So thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about your life and what you do here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
Welcome back to Trivia. I'm Liliana Fisher. I am not Eli. Eli doesn't matter. But we have trivia, and that is what does matter. The fastest bird is the peregrine falcon. It can fly at a speed of 168 to 217 miles per hour. Hans Langseth had the longest beard at a record length of 17 and a half feet long. When he died, his beard was given to the Smithsonian Institute. You should go see that. Deadliest disease was the pneumonic form of the Black Death of 1347 to 1351. It had a death rate of 100%, so literally everyone died. The largest egg laid by a living bird is that of the North African ostrich. It is 6 to 8 inches in length and 4 to 6 inches in diameter, and that sounds painful. The smallest is that of the hummingbird. It is less than 0.39 inches in diameter. It's like you're just pooping out an egg, and that's just it.
And now for Bible Verse of the Week. I'm Isaac Spangler, and this is Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.